Too. Welcome back to the advisor. If you have not yet subscribed, please hit that subscribe button so we can continue to provide you with amazing content. Michelle Phillips is back. She is the Sedona Healer's Healer. This internationally renowned psychic medium and author rewired her own cancer fight into DNA level heart map healing that busts childhood patterns wide open. So the bottom line is that the story you wrote at 5 years old is not a life sentence. It's literally your launch pad. So tune in and grab a key. Today we're talking about the shadow and its emergence into light. And Michelle's going to define that for us. This is one of, I think it's episode 4 of her series. And if you go back and listen to the other episodes, they were absolutely phenomenal. She took me through past life experiences, pinpointing where I was in past lives and how that was affecting my life. And she got rid of that to heal me in those ways. So it's absolutely amazing. You got to go check that out. And then we went back and we did inner child work. And she spoke to the audience about the importance of that and how when we heal our inner child and we do the work, that also changes our lives. So much good stuff. So go back and listen, and then you'll hear this one and it'll all come together for you. It's really good to see you again.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here.
Is there any, do you choose your colors or do you choose your colors that you wear for the day?
Right now I'm just choosing kind of what fits. I'm going. Yeah, the colors for sure. Yeah. I mean,
Yeah, you
this is
always look
the
so
I am present.
vibrant.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Yes, you're doing well.
I'm fabulous, really good. Yeah. I
Super
have a
busy.
friend that's really busy that's helping me launch myself on another level. I've just kind of been in the background because I'm so low tech, but she read my book, Creator Speaks, and says, you need to be out here. So she's helping me. And
Yes, the technology, hey?
I know. I said to her, you probably feel like I'm a first grader. And she said it's fine that she also had something, not technology, but something else in her life that she felt like this with. So she's very patient with me.
Yeah, that's your inner child speaking. Just kidding, just kidding. I had to.
It is. Yeah.
It is. I struggle with technology and I'm 40 years old. Like there's so much stuff and like you get these emails with links and I don't know what half the stuff is either. So I feel your pain. Trust me.
I mean, my grandkids, 5 years old, know more about computers than I do. It's crazy.
I know my three-year-old nephew's sitting there playing this game and he's so good at it. And I'm like, you're three. Like it's crazy.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Anyway, with that, I'm doing well. I feel really good.
Good,
And like
good. It's so good to see you.
last week I was telling you I was going to be in nature. So my God, that really helped. It just feels like our bodies right now, our systems are saying, feed me, feed me, feed me. And they want Mother Earth, they want nature, they want live frequencies right now. So I'm not the only one that's feeling that. I mean, everyone I know is saying, I need to be in nature. And yeah.
Yes, I know you inspired me and I was like sitting in my space and I'm like, I gotta get outside. And it did. It just put me in this different mood and you can feel the earth's vibration. I'm glad you got out there.
Yeah, me too. I need to do it more now. So that's my intention. So
So
today
today
we.
we're talking about shadow and its emergence into light. Yes. Can you define that for us?
Well, the shadow is the hidden parts of us, like when we've been harmed or hurt. And I feel like we come through with so much of it in this lifetime, like the other shows I've talked about, the inner child, how, where I really believe this is a lifetime of completion. That's what creator says to me. So in this lifetime, we're in a collective past life. So there's nothing new here. Everything we're going through, we've been through before. We're just down here to go through it for the outcome to be different. So we have a lot of old emotion inside of us. So because of that, we chose the parents that were going to give us these patterns, you know. So when we understand that, we don't feel like we're victims so much, although maybe the childhood, you know, created a lot of pain in us. If we know, okay, we chose that because our soul needs it to heal. So in
Right.
that, the pain, like Edgar Tolle talks about the pain body, you know. So our pain body is the shadow energy, like all of that hurt and invalidation and whatever we went through that we received as a child from all these other lifetimes. So maybe in
Right.
one lifetime we were going through one thing, in this lifetime we're going through all of it. So the shadow is unconscious in us. It's the part of us that feels the hurt and the pain and self-worth and not good enough and procrastinates and going forward. And then we just feel like, you know, I can't do it or whatever, you know, all the old self-worth energies connected to the shadow. So, as I've explained before, all the work that comes through me is through my own healing process. And my team, Jesus, my main man, many years ago started taking me through my own shadow. And that's how I learned to do shadow work. So, anything I go through that works, you know, that I start healing from, then I will use it in my workshops also. And I know that that's why spirit takes me through it.
And I know what you're saying. I know for me, I used to wonder, like, I don't know why I feel this way, because I don't feel like I'm the type of person that would be jealous or would feel this way. But for some reason, it was like buried in me. And then you did that work with me on my past lives, and we pinpointed, we'll ask the listeners so I can listen. But then we found out why, and that was shadow work, and got rid of that. And it was ingrained in me. So I think a lot of people get confused because they feel a certain way, but they don't know where it's coming from, and they don't know how to fix it.
Well, past life work does it. It just goes in and clears out. And like I was talking to you back that episode, I don't know, was that at least whenever it was, that I wanted to take you through a good past life because we have those also. If we didn't have those, we wouldn't agree to come down here again. You know, they're just kind of the fillers. But then spirit wanted me to take you through what we took you into. So,
Yes. And it was worth it. I'm so glad we did.
Thank you. So anyway, the shadow. So in my 5-day workshops, I always have people write a letter to them, to themselves from the shadow. And the shadow really wants to communicate with us. And so I would like to read this letter. It's kind of long, lengthy, but it really explains the shadow more than anything I've ever read from anyone. Okay.
This was one of the clients that took your workshop that you
Yes.
asked to write his shadow story, right?
Everyone in the workshop, I asked them to write a letter to themselves from the shadow. And this man
Okay.
said to me, oh, he didn't think he could do it. I said, I know you can. Your shadow wants to talk to you. And like I was explaining to you earlier, this man was Jewish, and both of his parents were in Auschwitz in Poland during World War II. And the father lost his son and wife there. And then the mother, his mother, when Sweden opened the door, you know, for a lot of the refugees to come in. The mother weighed like 70 pounds. She was in the hospital for 2 years. But then they
Wow.
met, his parents met, and they were both a mess. Oh my God. And then they had him, and his life was horrendous. So I
Yeah.
was sharing earlier when we were going into the DNA, ancestor parents, ancestor DNA, he was terrified. He said something dark was chasing him. Well, he was, you know, it was from the Holocaust and death and all of that. So it's just amazing what we carry within us. So anyway, he's the one that wrote this letter from his shadow. So I have to put my glasses on only to see, but
Well, I love them.
oh, you're so cute. Thank you. So, letter from the shadow. Dear child of light, I am your shadow talking to you. I am a part of you, like your twin, even if you don't want to recognize me or want to know about me. You've always driven me away, but I always return to you since I am a part of you. Without me, you would not even be. I'm the part of you that makes you feel pain, loneliness, abandonment, and struggle. You used to say that life is a struggle. Yes, that is me in you. The feeling that you are a victim, it is hopeless. There's no way out, and it will never change. That there's not enough for you, either of love, money, or anything you need. That is also me in you. I like to tease you and get you out of balance. I even enjoy making you suffer. Then I know I am alive. I feed off your energy. When you lose it, I use it. Maybe you think that you can ignore me and then I can't affect you, but that is wrong. I'm a master of disguise and surprise, and when you least expect it, I strike even harder than ever. I know you even better than you do, at least your weak points. And I enjoy developing new strategies to get you out of balance and suck your energy. I'm ahead of you. You can never catch me. I know that you want to get rid of me, but you cannot. You simply don't know how. I am truly great. When you do things that you know are not good for you, that is also me. Even laziness and weakness is an art of mine. You know, when you want to do something and you don't because you don't like to, for example, cleaning the house or exercising, that is also me. Hatred, doubt, fear, jealousy, blame, projection, shame, guilt, and despair are some of my specialties. I can manipulate you and make you feel even that which you don't want to feel. You have to admit that I am truly great. My power is even greater than yours, since I can lead you in a dance and you will follow. Your whole life you have felt alone and abandoned, but you've always remembered your origin, that you are a child of light. So I disguise the Designed the ultimate illusion, the dark night of the soul. Do you remember when you felt, I am forsaken by everyone, even God has forsaken me? There's no one that cares about me, nothing which cares about me, not even creation itself. Every day you felt like you were dying and hardly able to breathe. You felt there was no hope for you and that you would never come out of this darkness. In order to survive, you even had to mentally think of breathing and telling yourself that it would come to an end if you couldn't feel it. Even if you couldn't feel it, there was no light in the tunnel. For more than a year, this darkness lasted, and I really thought I got you this time. Finally, you came out of it. You are a great child of the light, and I bow to you. But you know, there's a way for us to make peace. What do you say? Make peace with your arch enemy? Never, you answer. But what are your alternatives? None, as far as I can see. So, do you want to know how to do it? I will tell you, even if you don't want to know, because I want to. You think you're playing the difficult role when you suffer from the dark, but have you ever thought of me? I always have to play the dark role. I, the shadow, is to be pitied, not you, the child of light. I always feel lonely, cold, and dark. I long to come into the light. Remember, I am a part of you. Recognize me. Stop fighting with me. Surrender and absorb me. Take me into your heart and light, and let us unite like the two sides of the coin that we are. Then I will be transformed to your light, to the light. See that you cannot live without me any more than a fish can live without water. By recognizing and absorbing me and not being afraid or ashamed of me, I will take part of your experience and you in mine. We will both be whole, complete, and invincible. When you are not afraid of me, nor fight me or hide from me, nothing bad can ever happen to you. Whatever happens to you, you will know it. You remember that you've experienced it, and then the ego, again, partly through me, and you can see it for what it is. It's an energy pattern, nothing more, nothing less, and you can decide how to react on it wisely. Then you are truly a master, and I bow to the Mother, Father, God in you and me. Unite with me and let us both live in light and love your own shadow. So that to me
Wow.
was profound, really profound. It explains the shadow.
That explains it so well, so
It
well.
does. So we're always going to have a shadow, but our intention is to for the shadow to clear the pain and all everything out of the shadow, so the shadow becomes self-realized, and then the shadow supports the light. They really come
Okay.
together in light with each other.
So you essentially, so how does that work?
Well, in the work that comes through me, like in the workshops, you get to meet your shadow. We bring your path to you in life and all that. And then the team spirit brings a shadow up in front of you. So you really get to see what your shadow looks like. And sometimes it's frightening. Sometimes, I don't know, the shadow look comes in many different ways for people. And then what
Right.
spirit does, they have you step with your whole spiritual team. You're connected, like for me, it's Jesus, Mother Mary, Magdalene, the Christ consciousness, Archangel Michael, Melchizedek. So that's my team, and more. So what you do when you meet your shadow, then with your whole team, you step inside the shadow because it's you. You're stepping inside of your own darkness, you could say, inside of your own pain and your own fear and whatever the emotions are. So when you step into it, then with spirit, you follow it back to wherever it's connected. So
Okay.
it's connected to childhood memories, whatever, Then we do soul retrieval, bring the aspects of you that are stuck in that pain and hurt back into you now. And then go back in front of the shadow, bring it to you again. And every time we bring it to you, it's much lighter because it starts losing that frequency of fear, whatever it is. And then
Right.
again, you step back into it, follow it back, and then eventually what happens, we bring your shadow and light together, and it's just amazing. Then God creation downloads the frequency into your heart, the shadow's heart. So then your heart, like the infinity energy, runs through your heart, and you and your shadow just merge together in light. It's amazing. It's beautiful. Incredible.
Yeah, that last episode that we did, let the you got me to look for my higher self. So that would be like the similar situation, because what I saw in that moment was the angelic white glowing figure. And so my shadow could essentially be something similar but dark, right?
But when you
Interesting.
go into
Okay.
the shadow, like the work that comes through me in workshops or even private sessions, you have your whole team with you. So as your
Yeah.
shadow comes, there's no fear. You just
Right.
step into it and do soul retrieval, bring you back into you. And
You're just watching.
it just closes the door to all of those hurtful emotions, whatever they are, wherever they came from. So the shadow and ego work very much together. But also, we have a subpersonality. We have many subpersonalities. So I started doing subpersonality work when I was working on my first book, The Creator Speaks. And I would have days that I felt great, and then the next day, nothing, couldn't function, whatever. And the creator
Right.
said to me, "You have a subpersonality." And I'm like, "What's a subpersonality?" And then he was showing me, like, my subpersonality took me into the experience. Her name was Patty because my middle name is Patricia, and my dad sometimes would call me Patty. So when I was 5, we were in a foster home, and I was just terrified, absolutely terrified. So my brain created this personality that's gonna help me to get through it, protect me through it, So then in
Yeah.
my life, whenever I was going through anything that was different, a change or whatever, like writing the book, for me, I mean, I'd never written it, just started coming through me. I'm like, "You must be kidding," And so it's like I had some concerns, in it. And so then Patty stepped in to protect me.
Right.
So then when the creator was showing me Patty, so then I was able to go in and clear her into the light. And the way we do this, we always transmute that energy because it usually comes when we're in a fear, whatever, process or whatever, back into light. So you send a subpersonality out of any form and just back into love and light. So I started doing sub-personality work. I always do it in my workshops now. And before we start, so if there are any sub-personalities that want to block people from going forward, we want to release them now. But what was interesting when I started doing this work, we have sometimes many sub-personalities, and some of them actually come back from other lifetimes. It's incredible.
Wow, that's
Yeah.
incredible.
It is. So I was doing a workshop in Stockholm, Sweden, and this woman was sitting next to me, and she was just all over the place. She was eating, and there was a big group of people, and I was doing everything I could to be loving, but I felt like, you know. So then when we do the sub-personality release, you know, and we come to her, and of course she couldn't find one, you know, because she's all over the place. So her sub-personality was helping her be all over the place, so she didn't have to feel. So I said, okay, let me see if I can find one. So when I did, we did, and I released it, she instantly went from this to this. The whole room was blown away, like, oh my God, yeah. Yeah.
That gives me chills.
Yeah. So her personality, I can't remember what she went through or when it came. But she went through so much emotionally, so the personality just kept her all over the place so that she wouldn't have to feel anything. So then, after that happened for a week or so, she felt this big loss, like she lost a part of herself. But then it balanced out. So that had been her protector for a long time.
Yeah, she didn't know how to function without the craziness going on in her mind.
Yeah.
That was a good problem to have.
Yeah, and she controlled everyone through her craziness. Yeah.
Wow, that's
Yeah.
insane that people saw her go from switch from just chaos to calm. That must have just quieted the whole entire room.
It did. All of us were like, yeah. Yeah.
Holy moly. Yeah. Wow.
And
That's amazing.
as long as I've been doing sub-personality work with people, even like when I'm doing workshops or whatever, I still go into my own, you know. It's amazing how many aspects of our personality we have from this dimension, other dimensions, or whatever. And you can actually feel in the body like it's an energy field. So when I take people through it, okay, first we give thanks for, the personality that has really assisted us to get through this lifetime, you know, giving thanks. And then as we go into the sub-personality, you can just really feel it in the body and system. You can feel it where it is lodged. And sometimes when the personality leaves, like maybe if people are having a lot of hip pain and that sub-personality that is stuck, frozen energy releases the pain. It's incredible. It's just blocked energy,
So
fear
it
energy.
could be like in your knee, and then you get rid of it, and then your knee feels better.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Just so interesting. And so many people are suffering, unfortunately. And that's why we're talking about this. That's why, we're letting people know that
Yeah.
they don't have to struggle. They don't have to suffer. They just have to have an open mind.
Well, I think when you have an understanding of it also, you know, like from the letter, okay, wait a minute, that's not me. You know, that's fear or the hurt inside of me, the pain inside of me, you know, that is controlling me. It's not who I am. Like the shadow talking to this man, you're this brilliant light, and he is. Yeah. So when you understand that, you can, okay, wait a minute, this is a shadow aspect of me. This is not me. It's an unconscious aspect of me that's hurt.
So
Yeah.
the ego and the shadow are essentially the same thing.
Well, they work very much together. The ego is more kind of the outer here. You know, I mean, it'll talk to us. And, you know, if people are insecure or whatever, the ego might build them up to think they're really amazing or whatever. Or it might even align with the shadow. If someone's feeling worthless, you know, the ego might go along with it. Yeah, you know, who do you think you are? You know, you're not important, valuable anyway. Yeah, so they very much work together. But the ego is more conscious, where the shadow is unconscious. But I think the gift of what's going on in the world right now, we're in a collective shadow, a collective dark night of the soul. It's amazing. And
Wow.
In my life, anytime I've gone through a dark night of the soul, and I think we talked about this before, I've been through some a couple really heavy ones, like most of us
Yeah.
down here have been. But every time I moved through it to the other side, I was much more conscious. I was light, I had a bigger understanding, whatever. And so now, as the world is in this dark night of the soul, the shadow, everything that has been hidden is surfacing. It's all coming
Wow.
up to heal right now. And then some that isn't. I mean, there's so much going on, what's real, what isn't any longer. So we just have to really trust what we're feeling and what's going on. Discernment is really important right now.
Yes, reaching within. We know, we can feel
Absolutely.
it.
Yeah.
I
Your
was
body knows.
contemplating, your body knows. Yeah, you can
It
feel it.
does.
I was contemplating
Yeah.
selling this crystal and I was having doubts about it, and then my friend's like, if you're doubting it, then don't do it. Like, that's your intuition saying you don't want to do it. And I'm like, you're right. Like, why am I even thinking this? Like, our
Yeah.
bodies know, and we can feel the energy.
They do. Absolutely, they do. So people, I mean, people that have gotten into pretty horrific situations, violent or whatever, and this show is not about violence. It's just the opposite. It's bringing us out of any shadow
Yeah,
energy.
the light.
But every single person has said they could feel it in their body, and they did it anyway.
Wow.
Yeah. So our body is our barometer. It's going to speak to us. It's going to absolutely let us know what's going on, how we're feeling, how it's feeling. So it's really important. And the more we clear out the illusion, so the shadow is the illusion. It's not real. We are
Right.
light. We are love. We're amazing beings of light. So the more we clear out who we're not, the more room we have in to really to have to really move into the light of who we are, which is
Yes,
love.
which is love. Yes, they're
It is.
2.0, our higher
Yeah.
selves.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we start integrating more with the light of who we are instead of the integration of all of our pain. So when we have a lot of this old hurt inside of us, like the shadow energy, pain body, whatever, and like we're listening to something that's fear-based or whatever, it's going to activate that energy inside of us. And that's why people will end up so frightened over something, because they have the frequency in them. When they listen to it, read it, or whatever, it's going to activate that old frequency of fear, of
Right.
pain. Yeah.
And then you remove it, and suddenly there's no reaction. It's just an observation.
It is, yeah. And are you finding in your life that you're observing a lot more now?
Very much so. Very
Yeah.
much so.
Yeah.
Watching, I don't react very much. The odd trigger, but yeah, very much an
Yeah.
observer.
Yeah, it's wonderful. So, when we get to the place where we can observe ourselves and what's going on, we have the choice. Where do we want to put our energy? And my
Right.
experience is, as we're really clearing this old karmic shadow, whatever energy, childhood, it's all the same. It all mixes together, So as we're clearing that out and we come to, like you are now, as I'm looking at you, just so beautiful and light. Oh my God, something's shifted. It's amazing. Yeah. So when you get here, you're in a higher vibration. And then it feels like the universe or God, whatever you want to call it, will bring you an experience of that old pattern, because you get to see both then, okay, which way you're going to go. And the ego will want
Okay.
to pull you back into the old way of doing it, but your soul wants to take you in this way, like the light. And every time you let go of the old way of doing it, you move this way, you're moving into a higher consciousness within yourself. So people say we're tested, and I don't like the word test, but in some ways that's what happens when we're
Are you
saying, I'm
saying I
done
should
with
expect
this.
them? Should I expect them some text messages from old flames or something? Like, what's gonna happen?
It like the universe or God will bring you a pattern, someone with the same old pattern,
Got
that
it.
you're letting go of the pattern, and it'll come up, and then you'll have the choice. What am I gonna do?
Well,
And many times now,
I'm
what I
gonna shut that right down, I'll tell you that.
absolutely, you're gonna take the high road. instead of
Yes.
going back to that one. But that one has been a part of us for so long. Sometimes it's very seductive, saying, oh, come my way, come with me or whatever. It's like wearing old clothes, it's like you know how to do that and you don't know the next step. Like the rebirth of yourself. You don't know
Yeah.
that yet. You just have to trust that you're moving into, higher consciousness of your light and purpose here.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's an amazing time to be here. It's not easy. And I think those of us that are on the earth at this time, I mean, we really agreed we're going to come down here, hold the light for each other, wake up ourselves. So the first part of our lives, I feel like, are karmic completions, meaning, all the stories, other lifetimes we're living out in this lifetime, we get to move through them, and we're moving through them actually pretty quickly. Haven't you found that in your life? Like you go through one and you think, and then another, it's just like it's
Yes.
clearing out. Yeah.
It
So
is. I just wrote it.
yeah, go
No, go
ahead.
ahead. No, I was just going to
We
say, I wrote a piece about a book about my, I wrote a piece about beds in my life, and each of them signified like a different release. And I was like, I remember when I got this one bed, I'm like, I felt like that was going to be with me my whole life and represented that period. And then 3.5 years later, here I am, sitting here talking to you. So.
Yeah, it's amazing. We just have to trust. And that, as you're talking about before, your higher self. Move into, as we start clearing more and more of the shadow, we start integrating more with the higher light of who we are. And then we can be guided into our soul's highest purpose on the earth plane. But as we're going forward and our purpose is of service to assist others or whatever, how can we assist them if we don't have the life experience? We can't. So we go through the life experience, we clear it out, and then from that, we can really assist others because we've experienced it. It's like no one can tell you an experience or a feeling, you have to go through it.
And then there's always that aha moment when the universe presents something, and I'm like, that is why I had to learn that 10 years ago.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it might be like you said 10 years ago. It might be a while back. Yeah.
Yeah, it's so interesting. It's such important work. And I think it's just a reminder to everybody that, the faith and trust soaked road is the one that we want to take. Like
Absolutely.
worrying about all these silly things that it's not going to make a difference. We
Yeah.
just have to have hold on to that feeling, that trust.
But for me, it's challenging to move out of all of that fear energy or whatever it's being projected to us constantly, constantly,
Constantly.
constantly. It is. Unless you have the connection to spirit, it's really
Right.
hard to stay above it right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does negative frequency have a higher strength, or is frequency frequency?
The shadow has, it's more of a dense, strong energy, I want to say.
Okay. So
Yeah.
it's like a heaviness.
It's a heavy energy. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's pretty strong. Yeah. But
Yeah.
not as strong as the light or the love. Absolutely, it
Right.
is. So in the work that comes through me, like in the workshops, we go into people's own shadow. And then the advanced stage of it is with the whole team. They will take people again into the heart, the shadow, and just keep following it back to everything that's going on in this world and other dimensions. Because maybe we've had lifetimes, I don't know, other planets or whatever, and the planet exploded, and there's an aspect of anyway, whatever. So they go into all of the archives, the systems of all of these other lifetimes, and again do soul retrieval. Like they will take us back into the Atlantean archives, where many of us were there. And I think most of us that are here awakening in this lifetime, we're in Atlantis, because we're in the Atlantis again, the collective energy of it clearing out. So the team will go into the systems, the archives of Atlantis, do soul retrieval. And then you get to see shadow again. And then they take us into like Orion. Because Orion, for me, I mean, the Orion Wars, Orion is a really light constellation, and it also has a lot of shadow. So then they will go there and do soul retrieval. And then the planet Meldok, that was very much like the Earth plane, it ended up going just what our planet's going through right now. But I feel like we're going to move out of it. So it started losing all of its natural resources, the ego, building all that. And so then they had to build cities indoors. Like nothing was alive, everything was manufactured, and people could not live like that.
Right.
So the planet imploded. And so before that happened, they brought the soul of Meldok to Mother Earth. So just as we're clearing out karmically, so is Mother Earth's soul.
Wow.
And then an evacuation happened. So the light beings from other planets' creations came, and those that were instrumental in assisting the planet, trying to heal the planet, were lifted off, and the others went down with the planet.
Wow.
So there's so many other places like that, like Mars. I mean, so much duality. And even in Lemuria, when that came to an end, people were devastated and all that. So the team will go through the shadow back into all these places and do soul retrieval, and it just closes the door to all of it.
So you could just, be with your light.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. And every time you let go of who you're not, you move into more of who you are, like multidimensionally. The
Yeah,
higher
well, I know
side
the
of your
work
life.
that I've briefly done with you has shifted me tremendously. And this is just
Thank
brief stuff that we've done on the show.
you.
So I
Thank
can't
you.
imagine, working with you for a longer period of time and how much impact that would have on someone's life.
Thank you. I feel honored. I really do. Like I said, sometimes after a workshop, I'm there in tears from love. Like, thank you, God, to be able to make a difference in people's lives, to be of service on the level that I am, and that I have, like I said, everything I've gone through in my own process, and it hasn't been easy, but then I have learned how to assist others.
Yeah.
So our process, what we go through, is our greatest teacher for sure.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
It is, yeah. So I feel honored. I'm grateful.
Beautiful.
And, when I really started my work, like I said, Jesus, my main man, I said to him, push me, shove me, hold my hand, just get me where I'm supposed to go. And never, ever in my life did I think it would be where I am. In my life of childhood, I was the last likely to succeed, I
Oh,
always had
wow.
to. Always had the spiritual connection, I was the black sheep, and so many of us that are the black sheep, or we think we are really the light sheeps, we're the
Right.
ones that agreed we're going to come down and open this. And I'm dyslexic, so I always felt stupid, and I've done 5 books. I mean, it
Yeah.
blows me away, even as I look at my life, where God or spirit has taken me. So far beyond what I ever thought my life was going to be or could be.
Yeah, such a testament for other people who are listening. Don't let the world define you.
Yeah. And even the work I'm doing with others, like I said, it wasn't always easy, but I got through it, and I'm grateful to be able to assist others. Never did I think I'd be traveling around the world doing this work. It's still, like I said, it blows me away as I look at my life, like, who is this? How did I get here? I'm so grateful. Yeah.
Well, you got to come to Canada.
Yeah. Yeah, because we don't have a lot of Canadians coming down here now.
Yeah, I know. Oh,
Yeah.
that's a topic for another day.
Yeah, I know. It is not a good topic at all. Yeah. But
Yeah, well, thanks for explaining all that.
even with what's going on with the collective shadow right now, like I said, with everything being exposed and it's bringing up our feelings and emotions, that have been hidden inside or whatever. When this happens, we have a choice. Where do I want to put my energy? Where do I want to go? What do I want for myself, for the world, for future generations, back generations, you know? So everything right now I feel like is a constant choice, choice, choice. Which way do you want to go?
Yeah, and really, choices we make not only affect us, but really, if we take the high road, it affects, it's the ripple effect. It continues to positive change, continues to go and go and go.
It does. Yeah, like the 100th monkey. So I would like to take you through a little process since you're always so willing. Thank
Yeah,
you.
let's do it. I got to
Okay.
sit up.
Okay. With the shadow. No, not the shadow, but the ego. Okay.
Okay.
So in my book, The Creator Speaks, the creator was took us through a process of how to I want to say tame the ego or whatever. But what the creator is saying, don't dialogue with it. Treat the ego like it's a 2-year-old throwing a tantrum because it is. Notice me, you know, I'm the one that's important, you know, whatever. Anyway, so I want you to get a sense of your path in front of you. And those that are listening, you know, also please join in with this. So just get a sense of or imagine a path in front of you. And
Okay.
not where you're going down it, just whatever it looks like or feels like.
Okay.
And what does it look like or feel like today?
It looks like a little rollerblading path, like a small little highway.
Fabulous. And down this path, I want you to get a sense of or imagine your higher I am self coming up in front of you.
Okay.
Might look like you, it might look like a light, might look like an angel, it might like the Christ. Just whatever it looks like or feels like.
Yeah, it feels like light and I see brightness.
Beautiful. So as it comes up in front of you, it's just stepping into you, filling you up. And we know the higher self is within you, but spirit brings it to you down your path because it's mirroring where you are right now. Okay. So just get a sense of it. It steps into you, it's just integrating with you.
Beautiful.
Can you feel this?
Yeah, I feel my heart, and just like that lightness in my body.
Beautiful. Does your higher self have a message for you?
I don't know. I think it's just that feeling. It's that like love, and it's all, I'm almost hearing like be gentle.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah.
And many times the message will come through the feeling, like you're
Yeah.
experiencing. Yeah.
It's be gentle because we were talking before we hit record on how I was feeling today. And so
Yeah.
that's exactly what I'm hearing is like be gentle
Beautiful.
with your body.
Beautiful, beautiful. And now in front of you, I want you to get a sense of this ego energy. And what does it look like or feel like?
Instantly my stomach turned.
Yeah,
Instantly.
yeah.
it just feels awful.
Yeah, okay. So I want you to imagine yourself with this golden blanket, and you're going to take this blanket and wrap it around this ego.
Okay.
Just around the whole thing, really tight, like layers of golden light. Wrapping
Okay,
around.
so constantly.
Yeah. So the ego is just in the middle of this golden blanket, it's kind of sealed in the middle of it. And this golden blanket is that Christ energy, the Christ I am energy here. Okay. You got this. Now you're going to bring this golden blanket into your heart, into the center of your heart.
Okay.
And what happens to your body?
Well, my stomach's not turning anymore.
Okay. How's your body feeling as you do that?
Light, I'm getting the face tingles.
Can you feel more peaceful?
Yeah. I mean, I feel really calm.
Yeah. So the more you do this with the ego, it starts disempowering it. So let's do it one more time. Just get a sense. Imagine the ego. energetically, whatever, and just wrap it in layers of golden light. It's like it smothers it, smothers the energy of it out.
Interesting. So
Yeah.
the first time I wrapped it and then I was pulling it in, it was like struggling still. It was like a mummy. That's how
Yeah.
I felt. It's like a gold wrapped mummy, but it was struggling. It didn't want to come.
Yeah.
This time I was able to picture it and it was more of like a blanket and it was more willing.
Okay. So bring it into your heart, the center of your heart, the love again.
Okay.
Center of your heart, the love in your heart. And how does your body feel?
Just yeah, really chill, just super whole, I would use the word.
Yeah. It's amazing. So you can do this. I would say do it often, and it starts disempowering the ego then. And what happens, you just open up more and more to your own love, self-love, and light. Beautiful.
Right. So
So get
anyone
it.
can do this.
Yeah, they can. And it's so easy to do. This is what the creator showed me when I was just working on the book. So I want you to get a sense of or imagine your path in front of you again.
Okay.
And what does it look like or feel like now?
It's the same road. It's not like paved, very smooth, like rollerblading road.
Okay. Does it look like it's any lighter? It's shifted at all as you're looking at it?
Yeah, it got like it went from like kind of being cracked into to now it's just like super smooth and pristine.
Beautiful. So our path, this is a way spirit has shown me, to work with others. So our path is our path in life and where we're going. So when you first brought it to you, it was a little more,
Rugged, a little. Yeah, there was
And
some
it,
cracks in it.
yeah, and now as you look at it.
It looks like it was just paved.
Yeah, okay. So it's showing you every time you go in and clear who you're not, your path in life and where you're going becomes easier to be on. And once again, bring your higher self up in front of you now.
Okay.
And what does this energy look like or feel like?
Now I see like a beautiful angel. It's giant, very bright white.
Beautiful. So even again, we bring your higher self to because it's mirroring where you are right now. But every time you clear out the illusion, you have a stronger connection to your higher self because it's who you are. It really is, as you know, within you. So as your higher self is coming up in front of you now, once again, just get a sense of it stepping into you and filling you up.
I feel so good.
Can you feel the peacefulness now?
Yeah, my body sighed. Like my body just like let go.
Beautiful. Can you get a sense? I mean, I'm just doing this and I feel it. I feel a sense of silence within me where there's no story.
That's how I feel. Yeah. Because I'm struggling to put it into words and I want to because we have an audience, but I'm like, I don't know what to say right now. That's exactly how I feel. I feel like there's just no thoughts. Like I'm just peace, at peace.
I'm feeling that. I mean, as I'm taking you through that, I feel the silence within me. Yeah. Just the peacefulness, like moving out of any of our stories.
Yeah.
And the more you disempower the ego, because the ego again will align with the shadow. So if the ego is losing its sense of power, and like this is who I am, whatever, it will align with the shadow. And then it will also take you into a sense of not being valuable. The ego, look at you, you think you're blah, blah, whatever. Anyway, yeah. So the more you disempower the shadow, like we're doing, you start moving out of the story. Our stories that
So
we came into this lifetime with, yeah.
if I stop doing it, like You know me, I do a lot of this work on my own time. And so, like, I feel good about it. But if I stop doing this work, would all of that stuff come back? Or once it's gone, is it gone?
Well, we have layers of it, unfortunately. You know, it's like peeling the onion. Yeah. So a
Yeah, so
lot
the
of it
work
is
never
gone.
ends.
Well, in this lifetime, because I feel like we're clearing out, of course, the earth, all of our lifetimes we've had here, but we're multidimensional beings also. So as we're
Right.
shifting dimensions into higher vibrations of ourselves, that light's going to hit anything else inside of us that might still need to be healed.
Right.
That is what's happening on the planet right now with this collective dark night of the soul. There's so many people that are waking up spiritually. The light is so high, and it might not seem like it because of the shadow feels like it's pretty prevalent here. But if the light weren't so high, it wouldn't have activated the shadow on this level. So it's
Right.
activated the shadow so that we can choose where do we want to go, and we can hold this collective light for all of us to ascend, you know, to move out of this third dimensional karmic stuff and into the
Yeah,
higher
let's get into
aspects of ourselves.
5D.
Absolutely. Yeah, into 5D. So 5D is actually, you know, it's an energy field. So like the creator says, the earth is a hologram and it's playing out all these end times. So those of us, you know, that have decided we're going to come down and work, you know, clear out who we're not or whatever, we are creating that 5D energetically, collectively, so that we can live in it, even if we're still on this planet. And there's duality going on in other places, we're going to be living in the higher frequency of ourselves and consciousness.
That's awesome. I love that.
Pretty
I love
amazing
the shift.
time here. Yeah, it is. Not
Yeah.
easy, but it's incredible.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for talking to us about all of that and for being here and for coming back and for sharing your gifts.
Thank you so much. And I'm honored and I'm grateful that you allow me to work with you
Yeah,
so
of
the
course.
audience can see. And again, the audience, go ahead and take yourself through this process also.
Yeah. I love doing it, and I honestly I'm invested in it in myself, and yeah, we hope more people hear you and
Thank you.
really pay attention to this stuff because it's real. It's not out there, like it's real, and it really helps people get to that next level. Everyone's got the fire in them. They just need to help getting to it, right?
And sometimes people don't have a clue of how.
Yeah.
And once you start, it's actually pretty simple.
Yeah, totally.
It is like when I was going through it a lot of years ago, it wasn't because we were really in this third dimensional, you know, pushing through it. But the vibration's so high now. I mean, people are shifting like this. It's incredible waking up and look at the young people coming through. You know, they're coming through already there.
Yeah, I know we're talking about our 3-year-old like playing on an iPad.
I know it. And I'm having a hard time with the computer.
Yeah, I'll tell my nephew to give you a call. He's 3. I'm just
Thank
kidding.
you. Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah.
So where can people find you to find out more about this work?
Okay. On my website, soulsawakening.com, and on Facebook and Instagram on Michelle Phillips Souls Awakening. Again, Michelle
Beautiful. We'll link
Phillips
that in the
Souls
show
Awakening.
notes.
Yeah, great. Thank you so much. And I'll see
Yeah.
you soon.
Yes, you
I can't
definitely
remember.
will. Thank you.
Next week or whatever, but anyway, we'll be together again. Thank you.
Beautiful.
Yeah, have a great
Thank you,
week.
Michelle.
Thank you.
Yes, you
Okay.
too.